The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Preparation for Rosh Hashanah with Gedolei Shem Ori, save me from my enemies. Okay. Now we are continuing the Mizmor of David HaMelech. The last thing he told, he requested from Hashem to show his ways. This is part of the Tshuva process, by the way, to be mispalled for it. You should be mispalled on Hashem Esrei. Hashivei Novinu Seho Seho Kovinu Makinu Vinu Secho Atochinu Lodom Das. Give us wisdom. Help us be choice of the Tshuva for myself, for my family. You want to be choice of the Tshuva. Shuvim Me'ava, not because we're afraid. Shuvim Me'ava. We want to get to that Madrega of Shuvim. Al-Titneni, today we're saying the next part, Al-Titneni V'Nefesh Tzoroi. Komi V'Evi Shekev V'Fei Yachos. Don't be put in the hands of the people that want to cause me Tzoros. Komi V'Evi Shekev. False witnesses came up against me. Fair homers, people that are constantly saying things that are just to take away things, steal things from me. So this is can be understood under a simple understanding. And Dr. Melch had a lot of people that were how to get him and causing Tzoros, and he's trying to Hashem to save him. And anybody has that issue, you could think about that also. Together with that, who's the Nefesh Tzoros? Who's the one who's calling us the real Tzoros? That's the Tzoros. Don't be put in the will of the Nefesh over here. Doesn't mean I'll be in the Nefesh. Nefesh means the desire. Rakis Nafshi says by Avraham Avinu and Ephron, Nafshi is my desires. We shouldn't be put in the desires of my Yitzhara, which basically means that everybody has those desires. Please protect me from my improper desires, unnecessary desires. Everybody has his Yitzhara that is dragging him to place he doesn't want to be. We have to espouse a Kodesh Baruch Hu for that also. By this time of year, I know that beautiful, wonderful Neshama I have inside of me. And I know I have a Yetzer Hara. Please, don't let me fall under the wings of my Yetzer Hara. And you can't even spell for that. Tefillah helps for it. Tefillah helps for truth. Tefillah helps for control of the Yetzer Hara. Because when Hashem sees that we care about it, he can help us. The Gemara says, The Yitzhar is trying to kill us every single day of our lives, spiritual death. And it's so powerful that you need the help of Hashem. So if you need Hashem's help anyway, you should ask for it. These false witnesses, it's the same thing that we have, the different in the world, in our lives, that seem to be testifying for me. This is, I have to do this. This is important. This is necessary. Sometimes people, they have business things, and it warps their minds. The HR convinces them that they can do whatever they want, and they can be stealing, they can do all kinds of other things. But everybody on our level, we have that. Eidei Sheker. It's clear to me that this is what has to be done. I have to get angry. I have to neglect this. I have to get a blade for davening. That's all I just check here. That's the call of the Yisrael within us, which is a false Eidus. We have that other coil within us that we read a few seconds before. Bak Shuponai. Inside of me, there's one voice saying, please, beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come closer to him, follow his ways. Then we have the Eidei Sheker within us saying, don't bother, take it easy, just go to sleep. Watch your movies, watch the news, whatever you want to do, everybody at his level. Waste your time. Get angry. Follow your tithes. It's all necessary. That's the Yetzirah. Yetzirah tries to convince us that you can't live without it. That's like the first Netzirah of the Nefesh. It's that Hashem said, you can't eat Nikol Eis Hagan. There's nothing to eat. That is the cool of the Yetzirah. He's always telling us, if I don't have that thing, I can't live. The exact same statement as in Snake, just instead of they said that, something else. I just must have it. I must do it. I must behave in such a fashion. And there's no must. You don't have to do it. It's all Eidei Sheker. It's all falsehoods, taking us away from what we really want to be. Focus on how special we really can be. How we can be more sensitive to one another. How we daven a little more the Kavana. A little more. Be full of Simcha and Akosa Teza Kodesh Baruch Hu, what we have. Yifeach Chomos, they're talking things of Chomos, they're stealing away my life from me. The Ganovim. I remember the Tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber from Russia, the Mamish from the Lamed of the Tzaddikim of the past generation. He was in Russia, he was in a work camp, and he managed for every hour to take over 15 minutes in a Soviet work camp in the 1940s to learn. And he told me, you have to know how to steal. You have to steal time for good things. That's the way we do. Chaperein. But here, it's this Yetzirah that's telling me all this shkorim, what I have to do. Just have to answer another email. I have to reply to this. I have to send over another clip to somebody else. I have to look at the clips that are being sent to me. I don't know what it is. There's hundreds of thousands of different forms of nonsense that we're just wasting away our lives instead of saying, you know, I don't need to do this. Let me use this time for something better. Don't let it steal. We'll steal the time, but for good things. Not let it be stolen from us. And then we come back as a Neves and Shona, and we see so many, most of our life was just not used. So this is when we will follow Dovin Melech's example in the Svalta Kodesh Baruch Hu to save us from our own Yetzer Horas. Let us focus on the Yetzer Toys. Let's focus on that voice from HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out to us. Be what you can be, what you are. Be your real self, the emesis self, not the chomus, the fake. Yes, Hashem. That will bring us to a beautiful, a beautiful year ahead. We can wake up. We can change. It's not hard. I just told me today, Chabad Chaim, at the Panovich Rav, I didn't realize the Panovich Rav so early in history was going already to South Africa before World War II. I don't know if it's accurate, but anyway, the story is a good story. And there's a lot of literature people in South Africa at the time, none of them was room. And Chabad Chaim said, please tell the people in Africa, it's true, it's easy, it's pleasant. Basically, he wanted it. Destroy that Eidei Sheker, another Eidei Sheker that we have. That's, who knows what's going to happen to you if you change. Adrab, it's the most pleasant thing. It's easy. You just have to decide to do it. And you'll have the Tehadish Mechalakonish Bohu. Have a wonderful day.